Anglia.
In focus.
And we're going to be talking now to Simon Raven, who's the site manager and organiser of the Sandlings Sculptured Garden on behalf of Waveney and Blythe Arts, who I hope is joining us on the phone. Good morning to you, Simon.
Good morning.
How are you? Are you okay?
Yes, thank you.
Jolly good. Now, the Sandlings Sculptured Garden, I understand that you're going to be running events throughout the summer. Tell us a little bit about the Sandlings Sculptured Garden.
Okay, well, we've run a number of sculpture trails over the last 10 years. This is a bit of an experiment in that it's aimed mainly at giving people a chance to buy works of art in situ, in an outdoor setting. And Potten Hall is a wonderful venue for doing that.
It certainly sounds it. Now, I know there's going to be some 12 local and regional artists are going to be exhibiting with Waveney and Blythe Arts, as you say, at Potten Hall, which is basically between Blytheborough and Westleton, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. It's on the main road that links Aldborough through to Lowestoft.
Okay, now, these events, first of all, I'm going to ask you a couple of times to give us details of how people can find out more about when these events are taking place and who's going to be at Potten Hall at different times. So I'll ask you about that in just a few minutes' time. But I do know that the good news is for everybody in this constraints times that we find ourselves in, the entry is free and everything that's going to be exhibited is going to be for sale, I understand.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, sale prices range from £18 up to maybe £100 or so, and even some bigger than that. So it's a complete range, all kinds of works made in all kinds of materials, everything from bronze, rusted metal, galvanized wire, stained glass. It's quite a collection.
Now, that sounds good, because in these days where we're told to recycle everything and everybody hopefully is participating in doing just that, all these different things can be made from all the sort of things that you're describing, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing I want to ask you about is the various people who are going to be coming along. I understand that Sarinda Warboys, Cindy Lee Wright, Sean Pickering and Tobias Ford are well known for his sculpture of Pakefield Man. What was all that about?
Yes, Pakefield Man was exhibited a couple of years ago, I think now, as part of the first Light Festival at Lowestoft, and was a huge man put in the sea, I think 28 feet tall, and we had that at Potten Hall. So we go from the huge to the micro. We've got some really quirky little micro garden sheds that you can put in your flower beds as a little sort of quirky extra. But yes, the works are all very different. They include many animal sculptures, both in metal and other forms. We've got marble, represented by Kilkenny marble, Miriam Siemens, artists from really right around the area of the Waveney and Blythe rivers.
Now, the all these various materials that can be used, it's a really fantastic way to recycle, and I bet a lot of thought has to go into the materials that's going to be used for the various exhibits, put it that way.
Yes, artists are always, looking for new ways of using materials, and it's always a challenge to try and use materials that will be able to be bent brazed, soldered, nailed, whatever, into the particular images that they have in their heads. Something that can really give a focus to a garden, say, if you have one of these pieces.
Now, the Potten Hall between Blythburgh and Westleton, as we were saying, I'd imagine that, you've got these artists coming in, some of those which I've mentioned a few minutes ago.
Mm.
Now, what is your sort of catchment area? Do you get people from Norfolk, from outside of Suffolk, Essex, Hertfordshire? I'd imagine it's quite an attraction, isn't it?
Yes. Over the years, we've done about 10 of these kinds of trails, and now the garden. Yes, we get certainly people from Norfolk, Essex, Suffolk, Cambridge, and actually from further afield. We've had quite a lot of people actually come up from London, and some people even as far away as Hampshire and further west.
Yeah, that's a great catchment area, isn't it? It certainly is.
It is. And we are very close to the coast, which of course is in itself a very attractive environment for people to come and visit.
Yes,
and I should say that Potten Hall is well set up for the whole family, really. There's an African-themed cafe in a large yurt, a wonderful, and I have to say, very safe, children's treehouse for 10-year-olds and younger. It's a place that's just off the road. It's a quiet and very safe environment. There's easy parking, you can even, if you have the time and a bit of cash, book yourself in for a spa experience boasting a wide range of therapies.
That sounds
something
great
for everyone.
I'm just going to say that sounds it's a real family event then, so it's very, can I say, children friendly.
Yes, it's children friendly, and I should add, because it's an important consideration for some people, they're very happy to have dogs brought on site as long as they're on leads and are well behaved.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. Now, let's give out some contact details for people wanting to find out more about the Sandlings Sculpture Garden and all these events which you've got coming up at Potten Hall.
Mm. The main way of doing it is to go onto our website, which is www.waveneyandblythe, don't have the E on Blythe, arts, all one word, .com, and that'll take you to our website, and you can see not only information about the Sandlings Sculpture Garden, but also other events that we're doing towards the end of the summer period and into the autumn.
Now, I was going to ask you about those, because the information I have in front of me, as you say, you've got a programme of other events this year. Tell us about those.
This year they're mainly to do with authors who've written books, particularly about environmental themes, but there's a whole range of books that people are writing, and we get the authors to come along, and we have events as far apart as Diss, and Southwold, Lowestoft, and people can come along and enjoy an evening, meet the author, be able to ask questions, and they work very well.
It certainly sounds good. Now, again, from the information I've got here in front of me, I noticed one of your statements is that basically the Sandlings Sculpture Garden, it features a changing showcase of sculpture in a hidden valley edged by woodland and heathland.
Mm.
That paints a wonderful picture, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And you know, you won't be disappointed in that description, I don't think.
It sounds very good, I must admit. It sounds very good. And we have to remind people that the entry is free, and everything which is going to be exhibited is going to be for sale. So lots of things to see and lots of things to hopefully purchase as well.
Yes, and I think I should stress that if people want to buy something, we try and enable them to be sold that item and to have it in their possession as soon as possible. It's sometimes difficult to do it on the day itself because we need to be able to take down the piece and make arrangements with the buyer. But it's a hopefully as quick a process as we can make it, and an easy one.
Absolutely. Now, are you expecting that this is going to become an annual event or a biannual event?
Well, it's an experiment. At the moment, we've been running it actually since June, so we're now moving into the summer proper, we'd like to think. And we have an option certainly until the beginning of September to stay at that site. And the possibility, if we're successful in selling items, because that's the way we make our money and it's the way we can pay the venue, if we are relatively successful, we have a potential option to carry it on until the end of the year.
Hey, that's good news anyhow. Now, we're just going to remind folks about some of the artists taking part, and these include Surrender War Boys, Cindy Lee Wright, Sean Pickering and Tobias Ford, as we were saying earlier on, well known for his sculpture, Pakefield Man. And it's all going to be taking place at Potton Hall between Blythburgh and Wesselton.
Yes. Some of the artists are known regionally, some are known locally, and some are new to it. Sean Pickering would be a good example of that, because he's by training and trade, he's a blacksmith in traditional terms, but he's been persuaded to use his skills, for instance, for making wonderful life-size family of deer, stag, a fawn, and a doe, out of metal pipe, rusted metal pipe, and amazing sight to see them emerging out of the wild flowers in the meadow.
It sounds wonderful, and all those materials which we're told that we ought to be recycling, this brings a whole new dimension about how you can use those materials, doesn't it?
Yes, but you do need the creative mind and the skills that go with it.
Yes, I can quite imagine that. You've got to be very, very creative, I would imagine, when you think of some of the materials that you've been talking about today.
Yeah.
Hey, Simon, let's give out those all-important contact details for people wanting to find out more about the Sandlings Sculpture Garden.
Okay. It's www.waveneyandblytheart.com.
That's great, and I'd like to thank you, Simon, for joining us live here on East Point Radio this morning and telling us so much about the Sandlings Sculpture Garden and the events which are going to be taking place right throughout the summer. Thank you very much.
Great to have the opportunity. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Simon. There, we've been talking to Simon Raven, who's the site manager and organiser of the Sandlings Sculpture Garden on behalf of the Waveney and Blythe Arts. So lots happening there. Find out all the details, as Simon was saying, about all the events taking place throughout the summer months. And great to have the pleasure of inviting him onto the programme this morning. You're listening to East Point Radio. Very good morning from me, Mark Lindsay.